death and called for his body to be immediately returned to his family. Kira Yamosh says his body is now in Salekhard while Russian authorities conduct investigations.
Alexei Navalny was murdered. His death occurred on February 16th at 2:17 p.m. local time. We are continuing to wait for the official death certificate and release of the body. We demand that Alexei Navalny's body be handed over to his family immediately.
Meanwhile, Russian police are arresting people at memorials and rallies being held for Mr. Navalny. A human rights group says over 300 people have been arrested in 21 cities across Russia. Well, President Volodymyr Zelensky has made an urgent appeal for more weapons to avoid a catastrophic situation in Europe. Ukrainian troops have been running out of ammunition as vital US support has been delayed. 11 people have been arrested at a pro-Palestine demonstration in central London. The arrests were for a string of alleged offences, including inciting racial hatred. In sports, Premier League title challengers Arsenal have been away at Burnley this afternoon. Live to Adam Jury at Turf Moor.
Burnley 0, Arsenal 5. Another dominant away display from the Gunners takes them within 2 points of league leaders Liverpool. Odegaard opened the scoring just 4 minutes in, and Saka helped himself to a brace either side of the break. Championship-bound Burnley offered zero resistance as Trossard and Havertz completed the rout for the Gunners, who maintained their perfect league record in 2024. Full-time at Turf Moor, Burnley 0, Arsenal 5.
Elsewhere, Liverpool remain top after a 4-1 win at Brentford earlier, with defending champions Manchester City taking on Chelsea later this hour. Scottish Premiership leader Celtic conceded late on in a 1-1 draw at home to Kilmarnock. And there's yellow weather for heavy rain across much of the country. It came into 3 o'clock this afternoon and runs until 9 tomorrow morning and covers southern England, the Midlands and much of Wales. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Max.
This is Phoenix FM.
Two minutes past five. You're listening to Brentwood and Billywickie's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Welcome into our three.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
We can expect a breezy Saturday night. Turning wet for the evening as the rain spreads into our area from the west, and this will then persist for much of the night. Some heavy bursts likely at times. Temperature staying mild, minimum temperature overnight 11 degrees Celsius. Sunday will see the overnight rain slowly clear during the morning to leave a largely dry day in the area with some brightness developing by the afternoon. Staying mild tomorrow with maximum temperatures around about 15 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Before I go any further, I just want to say big congratulations to Great Wakering Rovers. They are in the quarterfinals of the FA Vars. They ended up winning 3-2 down in Wiltshire this afternoon at Highworth Town, thanks to a 95th minute injury time winner from Perry Dunn. It finished Highworth 2, Great Wakering 3, and Wakering will now face Falmouth Town at home in the quarterfinals, which take place on Saturday the 9th of March. A big, big well done to them. So go back to the other football scores, and I'm going to catch up on those now. I'm going to go through the league tables in a while as well. First off, in our featured non-league game this afternoon, another bad result for Billywickie Town, beaten last week at Canvey Island, knocked out of the Velocity Trophy during the week, and they've lost again this afternoon, beaten 2-1 at home by Horsham. So go through a bit of a wobble at the moment, Gary McCann's men. Jack will tell us all about that. He'll have a full-time report for us in a while. Elsewhere in the Eastern Premier League, it's finished goalless between week 8 and Finchley and hashtag United. All over at the City Ground, and it has finished Nottingham Forest 2, West Ham United 0. The Hammers ended that match with 10 men after Calvin Phillips was dismissed in the second half. Not a good afternoon for either for Tottenham Hotspur in the Premier League. They lost 2-1 at home against Wolverhampton Wanderers. Sheffield Wednesday had Ashley Fletcher sent off late on at Millwall, but they won by 2-0. That'll give a boost to their hopes of survival. And Millwall are in very big trouble now indeed. On the Shed in the All Lancashire Affair in the Championship at Deepdale, where it finished Preston 2, Blackburn 2. Another win, the second one in a week for Ipswich Town away at Swansea City this afternoon. Goals from Nathan Broadhead and Connor Chaplin in the first half gave the Tractor Boys a 2-1 win. Leighton Orient, I can tell you, have lost in League One against Burton Albion this afternoon, beaten by 2-1 after leading at half time. Thanks to a penalty from George Moncur. But two second half goals, both of them in the last 20 minutes, gave the Brewers all 3 points. We'll hear all about that from Amelia in a while. League One is finished. Lincoln 1, Exeter 0. Some more full times for League 2. Newport 1, Gillingham 0, Salford 5, Barrow 3, and Wrexham 1, Notts County 0. Two full times from the Scottish Premiership. Celtic hailed to a 1-1 draw by Kilmarnock, and it's finished Dundee 2, Ross 0. In the National League, Maidenhead 1, Oldham 3, and Rochdale 1, Solihull Moors 2. They are full-time scores. Eastbourne Borough 0, Chelmsford City 3. Another great result for the Clarets in the National League South. Anthony Wordsworth, their skipper, scored the third 6 minutes from time down there. And in the Championship, it's finished Norwich 4, Cardiff 1. Couple from League 1, Carlisle 0, Cambridge United 4, and Northampton 3, Bristol Rovers 1. Some full-times from League 2, AFC Wimbledon 1, Morecambe 1, Colchester United 1, Accrington Stanley 1, Swindon 1, MK Dons 2, and Walsall 2, Mansfield 1. National League, it's finished AFC 5, 2, Barnet 4, Hartlepool 3, Bournemouth 1. We've for Avely this afternoon in the National League South, that 1-0 at Hampton and Richmond Borough. And we've for Town in Isthmian North away at New Salamis this afternoon, Witten 1 by 2-1. Burnley 0, Arsenal 5, as you heard on the news. That is the full-time score at Turf Moor. Looking increasingly desperate for Vincent Kompany and his side now. Brentwood Town 1-2-1 at Hayward Swifts in the Isthmian North this afternoon. And it's finished Bromley 4, Chesterfield 3 in the game of the day in the National League. York 1, Dagenham and Redbridge 1 is another full-time score from the National League. Canvey Island have lost in the Isthmian Premier League. They lost 3-2 at Margate this afternoon. It's finished all over at Craven Cottage. It's finished Fulham 1, Aston Villa 2. All over to St James's Park where it's finished Newcastle United 2, AFC Bournemouth 2. And a late equaliser for Huddersfield Town against Hull City, or so they thought. Jack Redoni levelled for the Terriers on 92 minutes, but Greaves scored in the 94th for Hull to give them a 2-1 win. That is the final score at the John Smith Stadium. Huddersfield, who appointed a new head coach this week, Andre Breitenreiter, a German, who has previously coached clubs such as Schalke, Hanover 96, and also FC Zurich in Switzerland. More recently, Hoffenheim in his native Germany as well. But he has begun his reign at the John Smith Stadium with a defeat. Defeat 2 for struggling Rotherham at home to Watford in the Championship, who won by a goal to nil. Some more full times from League 1. Cheltenham 3, Port Vale 2, Shrewsbury 0, Wigan 1, and goalless in the local derby between Wycombe Wanderers and Oxford United. With Bradford City in League 2 against struggling Sutton United, the Bantams won by a goal to nil. Finished Grimsby 1, Doncaster 5, also in League 2. Scottish Premiership, Aberdeen 2, Hibernian 2, and Livingston 1, St Mirren 0. They are full-time scores. Full time in the National League, it's finished Wealdstone 2, Gateshead 4. Braintree Town 1, Torquay United 0, now confirmed as a full time score in the National South. So all of our local National League South sides winning this afternoon. Bolton 3, Charlton 3, that is a full time score in League 1. Concord Rangers have lost against Dulwich Hamlet in the Isthmian Premier League. It finished 2-1 to the visitors at the Aspect Arena.
You better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know about your kind. And so I'll have to play.
Sophie Ellis, Baxter and Murder on the dance floor. 40 minutes past five. You're listening to Phoenix Sport on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. And we can hear a full-time report from Brisbane Road now on the match between Leighton Orient and Burton Albion in Sky Bet League One. Watching that one for us was Amelia Hooper.
It is full time here at Brisbane Road, and after a disappointing second half for the O's, it has ended Leighton Orient 1, Burton Albion 2. Orient saw plenty of the ball in the first half with over 80% possession and took the lead just before half time after a penalty scored by George Moncur. However, the O's had a shaky start from the beginning of the second half, with Burton seeing much more of the ball. Burton took their chances and Mason Bennett equalised in the 71st minute. There was further worry for the O's after Burton went 2-1 up only 5 minutes later in the 76th minute with a goal from Nisala. Orient never gave up hope of an equaliser, playing till the very end, getting a corner in the last minute of added time. However, they just did not have any luck.
Thanks very much indeed, Amelia. And we've also got a full-time report from New Lodge, a featured non-league game in ESPN Premier League, Billericay Town versus Horsham. Watching out for us was Jack Patmore.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. Horsham came from behind to secure a 2-1 victory at Billericay Town, putting another dent in their promotion aspirations. The hosts were looking to end their two-game losing run and were nearly on the winning trail on 17 minutes as Matt Johnson knocked the ball down for Jay Poulter, who unselfishly provided for Ollie Peters, but his strike was blocked. Billericay were the better side in the opening exchanges, but lacked a cutting edge. That was until just before the half-hour mark when Captain Johnson provided for Frankie Merrifield, who was able to apply the deft touch required to steer home. Their celebrations were short-lived, though, as Charlie Hester-Cook, who had a strike expertly saved by Dan Wilkes earlier on, capitalised on confusion in the Blues box and poked home from close range to level. The balance of power was now shifting, and it was the travelling fans that were in raptures as Horsham took the lead as ex-Billericay forward Shamir Fenelon timed his run to perfection, and he composed himself before slotting home. The Hornets were now eager to ensure they headed back to West Sussex with 3 points, and they came close to adding a third as Fenelon and Reese Miles Meekums linked up well, and Ryan Henshaw's vital sliding challenge prevented Miles Meekums' shot. Gary McCann would have hoped two changes with 20 minutes remaining would have ignited a comeback, and it nearly did just that as Ruben Suarez Jr. crossed for Merrifield, who failed to reach his looping delivery and diminish any hope of a comeback. It finishes here, Billericay 1, Horsham 2.
Thanks very much indeed, Jack. And I'll run through all the league tables in a while to see how the afternoon's results have affected things. Just to bring you up to date on the snooker, by the way, the Welsh Open semi-final between Elliot Slesser and Martin O'Donnell is currently 5 frames each.
BV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace, all in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Cricket, lovely cricket.
If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM. 98
FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
And talking of cricket, it's been a pretty dire third day in the third test for England in India. They completely collapsed, the Tories, that is, and have left themselves in a pretty dire position with India in complete control of the third test. And it was a century by Yasubi Yaswal for India. Breathtaking fight back on the second evening and seemingly handed England all the momentum when they put in a really good display and resumed on 207-4 in response to India's 445. But the Tories lost their last 8 wickets for 91 runs to be bowled out for 319. And implosion, I suppose you call it, began when Joe Root's reverse scoop at the pace of Jasprit Bumrah was caught at the second slip. Johnny Bairstow was then out for a duck, and Ben Duckett then did the same. Captain Ben Stokes made 41, but he became the first in a final slide at 5 for 29 after lunch as England conceded the first innings deficit of 126. Left-arm wrist spin up Kuldeep conjured a very good spell, and paceman Mohammad Siraj claimed 4 for 84 as India's bowlers put in a massive effort following the loss of Ravi Chandra and Ashwin, who withdrew from the test overnight because of a family emergency. Jaswal rammed home India's advantage with his second 100 in as many matches, adding an increasingly damaging 155 with Shubman Gill, who remains 65 not out. So India's bowlers taken apart by India's free scoring in the evening session before Jaswal retired hurt with a back problem on 104. And by the end, host India had moved to 196 for 322 ahead and primed to take a 2-1 lead in the series. So England really not in a good position at all going into day 4. Rugby Union, there's one more result from the United States Championship. It's finished Sharks 21, Stormers 25, and Gloucester are through to the Premiership Rugby Cup final. They have beaten Exeter Chiefs, edging them out by 17 points to 14 in the semi-final that took place this afternoon, and they will play either Ealing Trailfinders or Leicester Tigers, who contest the other semi-final tomorrow afternoon. Just going to turn our attention to Rugby League now, because the Super League is back and up and running for 2024. It began with a local derby in East Yorkshire on Thursday night with Hull FC taking on Hull Kingston Rovers. Bit of a feisty affair, and Hull ended the match with 11 men after two were dismissed. And HKR took local bragging rights, winning by 22 points to 0. And last night, Leeds Rhino scored a 22-16 victory over Salford Red Devils, and there was a fantastic try, already being described as one of the all-time great Super League tries by Ash Handley. Have a look at that online if you haven't seen it already. It really is superb. Elsewhere, it finished Lee Leopards 8, Huddersfield Giants 16, and St Helens, the 2022 Super League, are looking to wrestle back the title from Wigan this year after an emphatic victory over newly promoted London Broncos, who are back in the Super League this season. But it was a baptism of fire for the Broncos as St Helens beat them by 40 points to 4, and after the first round of matches, Saints top the league on points scored. There's a couple of matches tonight, starting shortly actually at 5:30. Castleford Tigers versus the current holders Wigan Warriors, and Catalan Dragons against Warrington Wolves. And just getting back to racing, several more results for you just before I do the travel, and that will be followed by my musical feature, the post-match warm down. Got three songs from a vintage chart for you this week, and they're all very good. 4:40, the opening race of Wolverhampton. First was number 2 Dunstan, the 10-11 favourite. Second, number 3 Brabham, priced at 13-8, and it was number 4 Pearl Sands, priced at 5-1. They were the three runners in that race. 4:45, last race of the afternoon at Ascot. First was number 1 and O'Power, 5-4 favourite. Second was number 2 Nala the Lioness, priced at 6-1. And third was number 5 Kusaloon Khan, priced at 8-1. Total of 10 runners in that race. The 4:50 at Wincanton, last race of the afternoon there. First number 1 Hermes Boy, priced at 15-2. Second number 4 Zonda, the 2-1 favourite. And third was number 7 Ask Brewster, priced at 16-1. 7 runners in that one. And the 4:55 at Haydock, last race of the afternoon at Haydock. First number 7 Spyglass Hill, priced at 9-1. Second number 6 Iskandar Pecos, priced at 7-1. That was number 3 Quintin's Man, 7-2 joint favourites. 8 ran. The other 7-2 joint favourite was number 1 Django, who finished in 4th position. Right now the time is 26 minutes past 5. And it's time for a final look at the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Last travel update of the day here on Phoenix 98 FM. And looking at what's going on the roads. No problems in Brentwood or Billericay, but still a few things elsewhere. If you were on the M25 travel anti-clockwise between junctions 30 for the A13 and junction 31, just be aware that there was queuing traffic due to an accident now on the hard shoulder. All lanes have been reopened, but it's still very congested there. M11 London bound, which has been busy all afternoon between junction 5 Loughton and junction 4 for the North Circular. There is still busy traffic there. Still busy and raining this afternoon on Crown Hill going towards the High Street. And Canby Island still busy on Long Road between Featherwick Road and Canby Road, and also on Somps Avenue between Central Wall Road and Canby Way. There's still some slow moving traffic northbound on the A13 between Junction 11 for the M25 Brook Street and Junction 12 for Shenfield. Couple of things in Chelmsford. Looking okay, going towards the Army Navy now, but Chelmer Road is busy between Springfield Road and Bewley Parkway, and also Victoria Road between Springfield Road and New Street is busy. Couple of things in Southend. Still busy on West Street towards Victoria Avenue, and slow moving traffic coming on South Church Road westbound between Royal Artillery Way and Queensway. Just a reminder that Greater Anglia and Elizabeth Line services are affected by works this weekend between Stratford and Shenfield and Liverpool Street. No services on that stretch of the line. Replacement buses are in operation. And there was also on Greater Anglia road replacement buses between Witham and Newbury Park Station. London Overground, just to remind you, there's no service all weekend between Romford and Upminster. No service all weekend on the Docklands Light Railway between Baker Tower Gateway and Canning Town and Lewisham, or between Stratford and Canary Wharf. And if you're travelling into the capital this evening, just be aware also that there are still some delays on the Central and Victoria lines on the Underground. with the time just coming up to 5:30, I am going to take myself, dare I say, a well-earned break. We have three songs, the top three from a vintage chart. This was actually the chart 44 years ago today. This was the top three in the UK Top 40 on the 17th of December. Oh, start again, for goodness sake. On the 17th of February, 1980.
Oh, It never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. It won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms, he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door and saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now it won't mean you're weak if you turn the cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, "Hey, look, old Yellow's leaving." But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let them have it all. When Tommy left the barroom, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, "This one's for Becky," as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, "I promised your dad not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak, I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man." Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
So that was this week's post-match warm down, the chart from 44 years ago today, the 17th of February 1980. The top three, specifically Blondie, by were at number three with Atomic. The Whispers at number two with And the Beat Goes On. And number one for the second week in a row was Kenny Rogers, The Coward of the County. 19 minutes to 6, still lots to cram in, so I'm going to get straight on with things now. And in the Welsh Open snooker semi-final, it's all over in the match between Elliot Slessor and Martin O'Donnell. O'Donnell is in the final, having won the final frame. O'Donnell triumphed 6-5, and he will be in the final against Gary Wilson or John Higgins, who meet in the other semi-final at 7 o'clock this evening. action is underway in the Premier League. The Etihad, Manchester City versus Chelsea. No goals in that one at the moment. There's also a late kickoff in the National League. Aldershot Town playing Altrincham. There are no goals in that one either. To take a quick look at the tables, Liverpool remain top after their 4-1 lunchtime win at Brentford. 2 points clear of Arsenal, who had that thumping 5-0 victory at Burnley this afternoon. Whatever happens, Manchester City score quite a few and beat Chelsea. They will remain in third place. Aston Villa fourth after that 2-1 win at Fulham. Tottenham fifth after losing to Wolves. Manchester United sixth. They travel to Luton tomorrow. Luton just above the drop zone at the moment. Everton, who entertained Crystal Palace on Monday night at Goodison Park. They are 18th. Burnley 19th. Sheffield United, who also in action tomorrow, they remain at the foot of the table. In the Scottish Premiership, meanwhile, leader Celtic were held to a 1-1 draw by Kilmarnock. They're just a point clear of second place Rangers, who didn't play today. And Rangers have a game in hand on them as well. So it's going to be a fiercely fought title race. Hearts 2-1, a third Kilmarnock in fourth. At the other end, Livingston, bottom of the table, despite beating St Mirren today, and Ross County, who lost at Dundee, just above them. On to the EFL, and in the Championship, Leicester remain 9 points clear at the top, despite losing at home to Middlesbrough today, only their fifth reverse of the season. Leeds United, who beat Plymouth 2-0 at lunchtime, in second place, 2 points clear of Southampton, who have a game in hand on them, as do Ipswich Town, who won 2-1 at Swansea today. They're fourth, 1 point behind the Saints. West Brom in fifth, Coventry are sixth. They won today. The other one, Rotherham, really getting cast adrift now, and they have to travel to Ipswich during the week as well. The other sides in the drop zone, both won. Sheffield Wednesday 2-0 against Millwall, who are in big trouble themselves now, just above the drop zone. Queen's Park Rangers just 1 point behind Millwall after their 1-0 win at Bristol City. Great result for QPR. League One, Portsmouth remain top after beating Reading 4-1. Derby in second after beating Stevenage 1-0. Bolton, Barnsley, Peterborough and Oxford United in the playoff spots. The bottom four upwards, Carlisle, Fleetwood Town, Port Vale and Cheltenham, despite winning today, they remain in the drop zone as well. League Two, oh, I've got to mention Leighton Orient, by the way, they drop a place to the ninth after their 2-1 reversal against Burton Albion. League 2, Stockport remain top despite losing 4-0 at Tranmere. Something of a shock result there. Mansfield lost as well, but they remain second. Wrexham third. Crewe, MK Dons, Barrow and Harrogate Town in the playoff spots. Forest Green and Suffolk lost, and they remain in the bottom two. Colchester United remain in 21st place after their 1-1 draw with Accrington Stanley. National League, Chesterfield, despite being beaten by second place Bromley, remain 20 points clear at the top. Bromley, Bartley, Altrincham, Solihull Moors, Alderman, Gateshead, all in the playoff spot. At the other end, Oxford City, who drew with Southend United today, they remain bottom, 5 points behind Kidderminster Harriers, who drew today. Woking and Ebbsfleet, despite their win, Ebbsfleet still in the drop zone as a Woking. Southend United only out of the bottom four on goal difference. National South, Yeovil, 10 points clear at the top of the table. They won today. Worthing in second, also won. Chelmsford City in third. They're 5 points behind Worthing, but they have a game in hand on them. Maidstone, Bath, St Albans are fourth, fifth, and sixth. And Braintree Town are back in the playoff spots after their win at home at Torquay. Aveley in ninth place after their win at Hampton and Richmond today. At the other end, it's Dover, Havant, Eastbourne, and Welling in the relegation zone. It's been Premier. Meanwhile, Hornchurch 9 points clear at the top after beating Harrogate Boroughs 3-0 today. Chatham remains second. They won. Billericay still third despite their losses this afternoon. Week 8 in Finchley and Enfield Town also in the playoff spots. Kingstonian, Harrogate, Concord and Cheshunt remain in the drop zone. And the Isthmian North, Lowestoft, 3 points clear at the top after they won at Bowes and Pitsy today. Felixstowe and Walton just behind them still. Berrytown in third. Brentwood Town a fourth after beating Haybury Swifts 2-1 at Shagrady Road. Bowers remaining in the playoff spots in fifth despite losing today. Walden Titchery is sixth. Haybury to seventh. Basildon, his match was postponed, eighth. Wolfhamstone ninth after their 4-0 winner. Grays Brightonsea 10th. Witham 12th. Redbridge 15th. Grays are in 16th place. And in the Southern League, Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey up to second, just put 2 points behind the leaders, Bedford Town, although Bedford have got several games in hand on them. They lost today, by the way. But that win for Waltham Abbey over Biggleswade Town has taken them into second place.
Celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon. At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not...
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Just over 10 minutes of the show left before I make way for Mandy and Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. Still got a lot to cram in, so let's get on with things. Local rugby results, first of all. Starting off in Regional 1 South East, leaders Colchester won 43 points to 19 against Harpenden. Defeat for the bottom two once again. Rochford 100, well beaten at second place, Sudbury 57 points to 7. And Westcliff lost as well. They lost at Tring, who won 27-22. Meanwhile, in Regional 2, Anglia, top side South End Saxons have now won 16 games on the bounce. An incredible season they're having. And they faced Eton Manor this afternoon, coming in third, South End won by 35 points to 20. Elsewhere finished Dagenham 43, Stafford Walden 24. Brentwood won 48 points to 17 away to Holt. Another side who were up in Norfolk this afternoon, but Chelmsford, they lost to Norwich, who won 30-17. It finished Stoke 24, Harlow 48, and Woodford 23, Stowmarket 3. The leaders in County Two Eastern Counties, Colchester seconds, 143-38 away at Thurston. And in Counties 1, Essex, it finished Campion 19, Chingford 21, East London 31, Morden 16, Old Cooperians 15, Braintree 27, Braintree in second, Romford and Gideon Park 29, Mavericks 28, Upminster 37, Stanley Hope 42, and Wanstead, the leaders, beat Epping Upper Clapton, currently in third place, by 60 points to 5. Meanwhile, in Counties 2, Essex North, it finished Kelvedon and Fearing 13, Rittle Wanderers 8, Southwood and Ferrers 31, Harwich and Dovercourt 43, and Wissam 16, Burnham on Crouch, the leaders 30. And finally, in the Counties 2, Essex South, it finished Barking 10, King's Cross Steelers 52, Billericay 16, Basildon Leaders 27, and Millwall 5, Canvey Island 28. That's this week's local rugby round. I've got some results from the Essex Senior League in the football as well. It finished Athletic Newham 3, Spalding Bangor United 1, Tilbury Leaders 1, 3-1 at Coggeshall Town. Fremford beat Clacton, FC Clacton 3-2, Barking 1, 4-0 away to Holbridge Sports. It locally beat Takeley 2-1, Romford beat West Essex 4-3, finished Saffermoulder 3, White Ensign 2, and finally Stanway Rovers 3, Buckhurst Hill 1. Tilbury Main 5 points clear at the top, followed by Spalding Bangor United, Romford and Woodford Town the second, Spalding Bangor United in third, and Romford in fourth, and Athletic Newham in fifth. Also in step five, there was a win for Stansted this afternoon in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division. They won 2-1 away to Shepherd Town and Campton, and that took them up a place to 15th. Meanwhile, in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South, it finished Benfleet 3, Hutton 0, Brimsdown 2, Clapton 0, Bernard Ramblers 3, Dunmow Town 4, Hackney Wick 0, Canswood 4, Hoddesdon 1, Parkview 1, North West London 3, Basildon Town 1, Leaders Harlow 1, 4-1 at Southend Manor, and Tower Hamlets beat Enfield Borough by 3 goals to 2. Harlow Town 8 points clear of second place Benfleet at the top, Clapton Community 3rd, Hutton and Dunmow Town are 4th and 5th. And focusing on the Essex side in the Thurlow Nun Division 1, North Holland 1, 1-0 away at Distown. With Harwich and Parkston against Dustin and Dale Helsden, Harwich 1-2-1. Finished Stanway Pegasus 5, Needham Market under 23-2. And a defeat for Women Hotown, they lost 5-1 at home to Whittlesea Athletic. Framlingham even remain at top, followed by Great Yarmouth, Holland, Stanway Pegasus and Harwich and Parkston are fifth, with no town currently in 12th place in that league. And just looking at the Super League, Castleford Tigers 2, Wigan Warriors 2 is the current score. Catalan Dragons and Warrington Wolves no score so far. Just to make sure I don't forget anything else before I go, got a few more racing results, got time to cram those in. The 5 o'clock at Newcastle, first was number 2, Alpine Oasis, priced at 16-1. Second number 1, Al Hatton, 1-4 favourite, and third was number 4, Miss Al Pills, priced at 14-1, 5 Ren. 5.05 last race at Gowran Park. First was number 3, Flash Away, the 2-5 favourites. Second, number 5, Kate Knows Best, 14-1. Third was number 4, Instant Tendons, priced at 7-2, 8 ran. The 515 at Wolverhampton was won by number 3 Big Dream, priced at 3-1. Second was number 6 Bungle Bay, priced at 13-2. And third was number 2 Spring Romance, priced at 7-2. 9 ran. Number 1 Nordic Glory was the 5-2 favourite, but could only manage to finish in 6. And finally, the 5:30 at Newcastle. First was number 5 Star Zinc, priced at 9-1. Second was number 2 Smoky Mountain, 8-11 favourite. And number 3 Beagle, priced at 17-2. 6 runners in that race. And that is pretty much that. Thanks for our reporting team this afternoon. Amelia Hooper at Leighton Orient, Jack Patmore at Billericay Town. Disappointing results for both. That is it. Another Phoenix Sport has flown by and come to an end. Thank you for listening as well. All being well, I'm back next Saturday between 3 and 6pm with more of the same. Don't forget the non-league hour on Thursday night. I'll be here between 7 and 8pm. Mandy's Expert Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. I'm going to play out with Bee Gees and Jive Talking. Take care and a very good night to you.
I'm not